trip down the time tunnel of top tunes. Make you cool.
Even a cheap smartphone has more technology on it than the studios that made some of the enduring great records of early rock and pop. Back then, they used magnetic tape, grooved onto vinyl, to create a record that sounded so good on the radio, you'd pay to play it on the jukebox or to take it home.
XCRB moves up.
9:30 in Los Angeles.
This is 50,000 watt clear channel XCRB, Radio North America, Central Studios, Los Angeles, 1090 on your dial.
Hey, baby, welcome on in here to the Wolfman Jack Show for a Tuesday night.
Early 1960s, Los Angeles, Gold Star, an independent studio. Engineer, Larry Levine. Mostly female vocal groups and session musicians who became known as the Wrecking Crew. They used a recording method that overcame the limits of contemporary electronics to make some of the most important records ever. From a recording technique remembered as the wall of sound.
There was an energy that Philip would get. I remember Philip would be so excited about every session. There was just a vitality in the room that was would lift you off of your feet. And also, there'd be so many players and the sound would be so huge. I mean, it was definitely that wall of sound was really there.
Cher, who sang backing vocals for the Ronettes, and Philip... Yeah, Phil Spector, who invented the wall of sound. There wasn't much space on the tape they used to make records. Spector said, why have four instruments when 14 or 100 would tell a bigger story? And he figured out a way to do it.
Someday, some way, whoa, whoa. original sound was the Gold Star Echo Chambers.
Well, it was wall-to-wall musicians, first of all.
Yeah.
Most people used a four-piece rhythm section. He had four guitars, or six, or seven. There were four pianos always, one upright bass, one Fender bass. 15 people playing percussion instruments.
In a very small room.
Yeah.
A small room, but an average room.
And a huge echo chamber that Gold Star was famous for.
Ceramic.
That was the wall of sound.
Ceramic walls.
The wall of sound of Phil Spector is more like a lost feeling. It's heavy on you've lost that love and feeling. And it was a... He used the echo so much, and it was swimming all the time. In spite of the baffles, we all leaked into each other's mics, just enough to give it the combination of leakage and echo. Plus, we were tired. By the 30th take, you're tired. You know, so it had a real relaxed feeling on his hip.
You've lost that love and feeling, now it's gone.
There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something
members of the studio band at Gold Star, later known as the Wrecking Crew, reflecting on their work supporting the great vocal groups of the early 60s and the way they made those records. We heard engineer Larry Levine, bass player Carol Kay, and members of the Wrecking Crew band. Sound took simple songs and turned them into little symphonies for the kids. Pop meets Wagner via teenage love, adolescent angst. These were records you could live in, where all the many instruments spoke as eloquently as any lyric of yearning, love, loss, solace, jealousy, fear, peace, losing your mind for love. For a time, it was a winning formula, driven by the best session musicians, great use of technology, and an echo chamber in the basement.
The whole sound that Philip had, Philip was also really, really superstitious, and he wanted those guys, and he always wanted those guys, you know? He felt secure, only secure when he was playing with those guys.
Same musicians, same engineers, same studio, same probably brand of tape.
Yeah, probably. It was just a thing that he figured if he didn't do it that way, it wouldn't be a hit.
He was probably right.
He was probably right, and we're grateful for that.
You know, Philip was walking in a different universe than everybody else, and so in his mind, it was all him.
Phil would never record anything for the first 3 hours. I mean, he worked these guys so that they weren't playing individualistic. they were too tired, and so they just melded into this wall of sound.
They made fun of him all the time, but they really liked him. I think they really respected him. They thought he was nuts, which of course he was.
We're talking about the Wall of Sound because its architect died this month. I can't eulogize Phil Spector. He was a cruel and dangerous man who terrified many of the acts he produced. Drugs, guns, iffy money, and finally jail time for the murder of Lana Clarkson. I prefer to remember the artists that performed the Wall of Sound songs. The Ronettes, the Crystals, Darlene Love, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, many more. And peak Wall of Sound, Ike and Tina Turner, River Deep, Mountain High.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag on.
Come on.